Okay, approach Anubhuti, verse 104. Sarvam brahmeti vijnana. Sarvam brahmeti vijnana. Indriya krama samyamaha. Indriya krama samyamaha. Yamoyam iti samproktaha. Yamoyam iti samproktaha. Abhyasaniyo muhur muhuhu. Abhyasaniyo muhur muhuhu. Sarvam brahmeti vijnana. Sarvam brahmeti vijnanat indriya krama samyamaha indriya krama samyamaha yamoyam iti samproktaha yamoyam iti samproktaha abhyasaniyo muhur muhuhu abhyasaniyo muhur muhuhu sarvam brahma iti vijnanat indriya grama samyamaha yamaha ayam iti samproktaha abhyasaniyaha muhur muhuhu sarvam brahma iti vijnanat vijnanat ablative, right, fifth case, singular from the vijnana vijnana means the aparoksha jnanam, the direct experiential understanding, realization of the reality of it, not just the intellectual. Jnanam would be the understanding of what the Shastra says. The Shastra says, everything is Brahman. Sarvam iti, all is Brahman, everything is Brahman. Sarvam iti jnanat, that would be from the understanding, the Shastra jnanam, that everything, that all is Brahman. But this is vijnanam. They say vijnanam means it's not just the understanding, this is what the Shruti says, it's the realization of the truth of it. The recognition of the reality of that. Vijnanam. Okay? Sure. It's like Vishesha Jnanam. The particular aparoksha jnanam of the truth of that. So sarvam brahma iti, so quotes, all is Brahman. Iti vijnanat. From that direct aparoksha jnanam, right? Mm-hmm. That all is Brahman.
But in, you took the V off that?
Jnana would just can mean if you have vijnanam versus jnanam, jnanam is going to be like shastra jnanam, the knowledge of this is what the Shruti says. You understand that clearly. The vijnanam is the seeing of it. You're not experiential. I said experiential, but not experiential as something objectified, but the recognition of that reality, the immediate recognition of the truth of it is the vijnana. So sarvam brahma iti vijnanat, from that direct realization that everything is Brahman, indriya grama samyamaha. Samyamaha means samyak yamaha. Yamaha means the control of the indriyas. So here, that samyamaha of the grama, grama is the collection, the group of indriyas. So it says indriya grama samyamaha. The control of the grama, the whole basket, the whole group of indriyas. The indriyas are the organs. There are two types of organs. The jnanindriyas, the sense organs. Jnana means knowledge, but when you say jnanindriyas, you mean the organs of knowledge, which are the sense organs. And the karmaindriyas, the organs of action, like your hands, your feet, your speech, etc., sexuality. Okay? So when they say just indriya, indriya grama, samyamaha, it's the control of the indriya, so it's going to include the jnanindriyas and the karmaindriyas, unless the context is pointing to only one or the other. Okay? So when they say grama, that's the basket, the group collection. So from this immediate knowledge that everything is Brahman, there is control of the group, the whole collection of indriyas. Yamaha ayam iti. Yamaha ayam. This is yama. Right? This is yama. This is in the Panini, in the Patanjali Yoga Sutras, they have yama, niyama, right? Prana, yama, niyama. Then what is yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, dharana, dhyanam, etc. Pratyahara, dhyanam, dharana, dhyanam, and then samadhi. These are the Ashtanga yoga, the eight steps of the in yoga, starting with yama, niyama. Okay, so yama usually, according to Panini, is a basket of five. Ahimsa, yama means ahimsa. It means telling the
potentially.
Did I say Panini?
Yeah.
Potentially. Ahimsa, right? Ahimsa means non-injury. Satyam means telling the truth. Asteya, non-stealing, not stealing. Brahmacharya is celibacy, but also just keeping yourself focused on the study. What?
She's got something on her mind.
It's okay. Yeah. keeping maybe Lola's outside. Keeping yourself focused on the study, and then the other one is aparigraha. Aparigraha means not having any possessions or grasping or taking anything that you don't need. So this is in the Patanjali Sutras, this is what they mean by yama. And in another sense, in the Patanjali Sutras, yama just means control of the sense organs. Right? But these are the fivefold parts of yama that they give.
What exactly is control?
Keeping them in your own hands so that they're not pulling you. Like, say, if you have a desire for something, your buddhi can say yes or no. I don't need this. I don't want this. It's not good for me. I can pull it in. So I have control, as opposed to you being controlled by the desire. So yama is to being able to keep your sense organs and organs of action reined in. That's the general meaning of yama. But then when potentially expands it, he goes into these five: ahimsa, satya, asteya, brahmacharya, aparigraha. Okay? But now what Shankara is doing is, we go through, if you remember, if you have to read the previous verses, he's taking some 15 or 16 different concepts, many of them belonging to these potentially yoga sutras, and he's doing them differently. From a Vedantic, from the standpoint of a Jnani, from the standpoint of Vedanta, you say, now, from our standpoint, really, what is yama? Mm-hmm. And so here he says, what does it mean to control? What does it mean to, like, control the indriyas? So he says, sarvam brahma iti vijnanat. From the direct appreciation that everything is Brahman, there is indriya grama sanyamaha. There is control of the jnana indriyas and the karma indriyas. Yamaha ayam iti samproktaha. This is well stated, samproktaha, as yama. This is yama, iti samproktaha. This can be said. This can be said to be yama, right? The sarvam brahma iti vijnanat. Ayam, this, yama. This is yama, iti proktaha. This is well said. This yama, avyasinaha, is to be practiced again and again, muhur muhuhu. Avyasinaha is to potential participle, aniyaha, siya, the aniyaha. So abhyasinaha, this is to be practiced muhur, muhur, muhuhu, again and again. So how do you practice yama? From the recognition that everything is Brahman. By that recognition, if you recognize everything is Brahman, then the sense organs are controlled. Right? Because all you're seeing is Brahman. So wherever the sense organs go, that's only Brahman. So from this knowledge, from the abhyasa of sarvam brahma iti vijnana, seen over and over that all of this is Brahman, that itself is yama.
Right, but why do you have to practice it? Is that nididhyasana?
Nididhyasana, just bringing your mind, the bringing your mind to that vision.
Right.
Okay. That's such a different definition of practice.
Yeah. Well, abhyasa doesn't just mean practice in terms of an action.
Right.
It means the repetition of a sadhana. You know, the practice of a sadhana. So what is our sadhana? Shravana, manana, nididhyasana, for antakarana shuddhi, right? It's karma yoga, basically. And for chitta naischalya, the concentration of the mind, it's vipassana and dhyanam and japa. Everybody clear on this? So this is how he's doing yama.
Sarvam brahmeti vijnanat. Sarvam brahmeti vijnanat indriya krama samyamaha yamoyam iti samproktaha, yamoyam iti samproktaha, abhyasaniyo muhur muhuhu, abhyasaniyo muhur muhuhu, sajatya pravahascha, sajatya pravahascha, vijatya tiraskritihi, vijatya tiraskritihi, niyamohi paranandaha, niyamohi paranandaha, niyamat priyate buddhaihi, niyamat priyate buddhaihi, sajatya pravahascha, sajatya pravahascha, vijatya tiraskritihi, vijatya tiraskritihi, niyamohi paranandaha, niyamohi paranandaha, niyamat priyate buddhaihi, niyamat priyate buddhaihi, sajatya pravahaha cha. Compound sajatya pravahaha cha. Vijatya tiraskritihi. Vijatya tiraskritihi. Niyamaha hi paranandaha. Niyamat priyate buddhaihi. Sajatya, you have sajatya, vijatya, another one that they're not mentioning here is swagata. Sajatya means they're all the same. They're members, like for instance, how this is used is when we say sajatya, vijatya, swagata, beda. We're looking at the way the creation can be divided into different types of duality. The sajatiya would be like if I have a jati, a species of, say, cats. The sajatiya would be, if we're looking at just sajatiya, there are in one jati many cats. But they're all cats, right? Whereas if I say vijatiya, I'm looking at two different species, cats and dogs, mm-hmm. or cats and rocks and rugs, and they have nothing in common with each other. For you know, they're just like an infinite number of groupings, that and each group has many members. So if we're looking at sajatya, we're in one group, in one species. Mm-hmm. So here it says sajatya pravaha. Pravaha means a flow, like a river flows. Pravaha. Also, we say the Guru Sisha, the Sampradaya, is a pravaha. It's a flow of knowledge. So here, we're talking about a flow of sajatya, means the same vritti, like if I were to say sarvam brahma, or aham brahmasmi. The flow of vritti would be the same, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. Or it would be shantoham, 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 I'm shanti, I'm shanti, I'm shanti. That's sajatya pravaha, a flow of vrittis that are on the same subject matter. They're in the same jati. Okay, so we're talking about niyama here. So he says two ways of looking at the niyama. The sajatya pravaha, there's a flow all within the same jati, which would be basically the Mahavakya, aham brahmasmi. So there's one. And then, vijatya tiraskritihi. There is a setting to the side, or concealing, or a disappearance, tiraskriti, of the vijatya. Like, aham brahmasmi, what did I have to do today? You know? So that's... sometimes Swamiji will say... When we're doing japa, he'll make them say shivoham, 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 but say Uma's doing it, shivoham, shivoham, what was Shivaya going to do? the Shiva, you know, it brings in a vijatya, vritti. So the pravaha would be the, you know, shivoham, 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 aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, the Brahma, you know. Brahma. Oh, I was just saying, Brahma also means Vedas. And there you go. That's vijatya. So it's bringing, tiraskriti actually means to hide, or to conceal, or to put to the side, or to make disappear the vijatya, the different jatis. So that means in terms of the control of the indriyas or the control of the mind, niyama, right? What we're doing is keeping the mind directed on sarvam brahma, everything is Brahman, and removing, keeping to the side, a different sorts of vrittis that take you into samsara. Like say if you say, sarvam brahma, everything is Brahman, and then you say, I want that. Because if everything is Brahman, I want that is irrelevant because that is Brahman, that is Brahman, that is Brahman, that is Brahman. There's nothing that's not Brahman, right? So you slip into samsara. That's the vijatiya. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, sajatiya pravahascha, the flow of the sajatiya, the same type of vritti, mahavakya, vijatiya tiraskritihi, and the suppression, putting to the side of the vijatiya, vrittis that are thought modifications that are different groups, away from your jnanam. Niyamaha, this is niyama. As usual, in most verses, you have to provide some words. We would say, this is called niyama. But niyamaha uchate is would be in parentheses. This is niyama. So you don't really need that. You would say, sajatiya pravahascha vijatiya tiraskritihi niyamaha. That would read as, niyama is the sajatiya pravaha along with the vijatiya tiraskritihi niyamaha. This is niyama. Remember in the Yoga Sutras, niyama is has to do more with the culture. It's made of the components of niyama in the Patanjali Sutras are saucham, means purity, external and internal purity. Santosha. Santosha means being content with what is. Santosha. Tapas is the practice of austerities, you know, disciplines. Swadhyaya is study of the Shastra. And Ishwara Pranidhana is worship of Ishwara. Karma Yoga, right? Doing everything. It's called Ishwara Arpana Buddhi. That resolve, way of seeing the world. Everything is really a worship of Ishwara. It's Karma Yoga Buddhi. So and swadhyaya means study, one's own study of the Shastra. Seeing everything karma yoga buddhi, seeing everything is Ishwara. Santosha is the titiksha, pulling your sense organs in to remember that everything is Brahman. If everything is Brahman, then you can be content with what is, because your focus is not on the nama rupa, on the kind of the names and forms or on the situation, but on the content, which is human being. Okay? So that's niyama in the Patanjali Yoga Sutras. Now what he's saying is niyama, and you can see, he says, niyama is seeing everything as Brahman, sarvam brahma, having that sajatiya pravaha all the time, that flow, and removing, keeping to the side the disappearance of things that are in opposition to that. That is niyama. And that niyama is para ananda, is the supreme para ultimate ananda. Ultimate fullness, ultimate wholeness. Niyamat, para ananda, it's like parama ananda, para ananda is the same.
Does that differ from ananda?
No, it's the wholeness, because the wholeness, the ananda, is your own swarupa, is the nature of the self. So when you see everything, you know, as sarvam brahma, then there is no obstruction to the ananda. Ananda just doesn't mean the bliss that comes and goes. Bliss that comes and goes is brought about by the vritti. If it comes and goes, it's not the svarupananda of the self. But if the mind is not causing any obstruction by dividing the universe up into things that you want and things that you don't want, that causes a lot of stress, because if I want this and I don't want that, then what I want is removed from me. And what I want can also turn into what I don't want or be superseded by what I don't want. So I'm within duality. If I'm within duality, there's stress because the ananda is away from me. When I see sarvam brahma, the nothing is away from me, because it's not Brahman is here and Brahman is there and not here. Brahman is here, Brahman is here, Brahman is there. There's nothing but Brahman. And so there is no stress in the mind then. When there's no stress in the mind, there's nothing, no emotions, no stresses, no feelings or agitations that are in competition with the Swarupananda. Right? So it's not my Swarupananda, which is my, Swarupa means my own nature, the Ananda, which is my own nature, illumining pain, a mind which is full of pain. Then I have the Ananda, which is holding the pain. That also is helpful for Jnani to know that there, to recognize the Ananda that is the very self of the dukkha-vritti, of the painful thought modification, of the anxious thought modification. That's a huge relief. But the para-Ananda is there's no dukkha-vritti.
Oh,
there's no dukkha-vritti at all to deal with.
Yeah.
That, you know, and that's really maturity. One's knowledge has become mature. There's no what we call pratibandhakas.
Yeah.
Pratibandhakas are obstructions to your knowledge, where the mind, you have knowledge, you are jnani, but the mind is not totally owning up to your knowledge. The manas still has reactions and things to work through, even though the buddhi is ajnani, full and complete. But the buddhi has to hold the immature manas. You see what I mean? The manas has all the shadow is in the manas. All of the kind of the reactions, the complexes, the traumas, the habitual ignorant habit patterns of the way you relate to the world, that's all manas. It's gobbledygook.
Muck.
It's the muck that is the fuel that is being burned by your jnana. Right? It's being burned. It's being made into ash by your jnana. But that takes some time. But in the meantime, as that is all being processed in the light of your knowledge, the buddhi is a jnani. Not a partial jnani. The buddhi is a jnani. Because the buddhi, jnani means one who has knowledge. The buddhi is jnani. But it's just like you have to cope with the world. The world all doesn't become nice to you just because you have knowledge. There's still punya papa, there's still all kinds of things going on. Your mind, though, still, until it has totally assimilated your knowledge, has all kinds of things going on. But the buddhi has to know how to manage that. Oh, I'm sorry. The buddhi has to manage that, right? But the buddhi is a jnani. The only time that, when we say, the buddhi has pratibandhaka jnanam, knowledge with obstacles. The best way to take that is even is not that the manas has problems. It is that the buddhi gets lost, overwhelmed by the problems of the manas. Then you can say pratibandhaka jnanam. If the buddhi doesn't get lost in the problems of the manas, you know what I mean? The habitual, ignorant behavior, feelings, complexes. If it doesn't get lost, it's a jivamukta. There's no problem. Because just like if I don't get lost in the nightmares of the world and the situations in the world that are meant to cause pain, remember that your prarabdha karma goes through your whole life and it's 50-50. The prarabdha karma is meant to cause pleasure, papa. I mean punya, meant to cause pain, papa. That means that there are situations, people, things that come that are very unpleasant, whether you're a jnani or a jnani. The difference is that the jnani can hold it and just respond to the situation objectively without losing your knowledge, without losing your composure, without losing your well-being. When you lose your composure, lose your well-being, and the buddhi gets overwhelmed by the situation, that's pratibandhaka jnanam. Because once your buddhi gets overwhelmed, when the situation subsides and you get yourself back, you always get yourself back, right? But you got overwhelmed. So that situation is bigger, stronger than your buddhi for now. when the same situation happens and it's still unpleasant, but your buddhi doesn't get lost, you know, doesn't disappear in the manas, then it's not pratibandhika jnanam. Same with your mind. When you have a complex or pain or hurt, things that you're working through, but your buddhi doesn't get lost, but is able to process it, is able to dialogue or hold the part that is painful, then there's an objectivity there. Right? So that's not pratibandhika jnanam. Right? Because nothing's happening to you, you are helping. You are being a friend to the manas, the part of the mind that is still growing. But that's really important to understand that. You know, that's why I've said over and over, you know, that many years ago when Swamiji said, you know, then the mind, many, he's talking about his own mind, many, all kinds of funny things happen in the mind. But so what? Because he just deals with it, whatever it is. He doesn't, there's no loss of self. There's no loss of knowledge. So that's a mahatma. The problem, the pratibandhika jnanam, and a mahatma means somebody who's really assimilated their knowledge. Pratibandhika jnanam is you get lost temporarily. That's why we say pratibandhika jnanam. Knowledge is there with the pratibandhikas. And you can get thrown off. But you'll bring it back. Okay? So that's important to get that. So he says, this niyamaha, which is keeping a flow of the sajatiya veda, everything is Brahman, and the disappearance of the other kind, vijatiya, other types of it's playtime. Other types. This is niyama. Like and this is paranandaha. This is the ultimate ananda. Because you see, I am the whole. Right? And there's nothing obstructing it. Niyamat. Niyamat here is, in the fifth case, it's an adverb. It means regularly. Niyamat. Kriyate. This is done. Budaihi. By those who are wise. In other words, this is the natural. This is what is done, kriyate, by those who are wise. By the wise. Okay? See how much joy she brings? She brings so much happiness. She really does. I just love, I'm so happy to have her.
She's funny.
Yeah.
She's having such a good time.
She likes to be with you all, too. She's showing off. So everybody see that?
Yeah.
There's some really nice things to understand in here. Okay, let's chant that and go into the next one. Sajatiya pravahascha Sajatiya pravahascha Vijatiya tiraskritihi Vijatiya tiraskritihi Niyamohi paranandaha Niyamo hi paranandaha Niyamat kriyate buddhaihi Niyamat kriyate buddhaihi Jaga prapancharupasya Jaga prapancharupasya Chiratmatva Tvavalokanat Chiratmatvavalokanat Jago hi mahatam pujaha Jago hi mahatam pujaha Sajjo mokshamayo yataha Sajjo mokshamayo yataha Tyagaha Prapancha rupasya Chid atmatva avalokanat Tyagaha hi mahatam pujyaha Sajjaha mokshamayaha yataha. Now he's taking the next one that he's listed, Tyagaha. Tyagaha means renunciation, okay? Giving up, I'm renouncing. So he's redefining it. He says, Tyagaha prapancha rupasya. The renunciation, you take it two ways. They take it on one way in this bhasha here. Let's do it that way. There's tyagaha of the entire creation. Prapancha is the creation. Rupa means form. You can take form or nature. The renunciation of the, I would just say, of the form of the entire creation, the prapancha. Prapancha means all of the five elements, all that is. So the renunciation of the creation, chid atmatva avalokanat, Chiratmatva Avalokana, from seeing Avalokana, from the seeing of the Chiratmatva, of the nature of Chiratma. So you can take it like this. Tyaga is the renunciation of the entire creation from the seeing of its Chiratmatva, from seeing that it is its nature, that Tva, its nature, is the Chiratma, the consciousness which is the self. Okay? So, Tyagaha, Prapancha Rupasya, Chiratma Tva, that Tva means that nature, state of being, okay? The Chiratma Tva of Avalokanat. Tyaga is the renunciation of the entire creation from seeing of its chiratmatva, from seeing that that its nature is the self, which is consciousness. Do you see it? Okay. Tyagaha hi mahatam pujaha. This, the tyaga, renunciation, indeed, mahatam, by the mahatmas, is that this genitive? This is genitive plural. Is puja is worshipful? Pujaha means is honored. Is something which is worthy of worship. Like if we say puja Swamiji who is to be honored, to be worshipped. It is this tyaga for the mahatmas, for those who are great, is pujaha, is of the highest order, is to be worshipped. When you've got a potential participle here, pujaha, it can take the genitive in the sense of the instrumental, and it gives it a sense of present tense. Of present means it is worship, this is to be worshipped or is of the highest order by the mahatmas. This tyaga is pujaha for the mahatmas, by the mahatmas. It's held in highest regard for the mahatmas. What is the renunciation of the entire creation? The tyaga is renunciation of the entire creation by seeing that it is only consciousness. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in a sense, it's the renunciation of sensuality.
That's right. If you're renouncing the creation, like renouncing the pot in honor of the clay, you're renouncing the whole duality, the mityatva of the creation, seeing that this is only Atma, Sarvam Brahma. Okay.
So the worship is in honor of this understanding.
Yeah, this tyaga is pujaha, is the most honored, the most respected, the most worshipful by the mahatmas, for the mahatmas. Yeah. Why? Satyaha mokshamayaha yataha. Yataha means because. Because it is satyaha, the immediate, this is an adverb, the immediate, it is the immediate mokshamayaha. Content of moksha. Moksha mayaha means it is what moksha is. If we say the word moksha, what fills that word? When we say moksha, when you say moksha, what is moksha? What is the maya means the very content. Like what is the very content of the pot? It is the clay mayaha. Right? The pot is clay mayaha. What is moksha mayaha? When we say moksha, what is filling it? This, that there is only Chiratma. The one who knows that is liberated. Moksha means liberation. So what does it really mean to be liberated? Is that there is nothing here but the Chiratma. Nothing here but myself. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So sadhyaha, this is the immediate meaning, right? So because this is the immediacy of moksha, this is exactly what it means.
Oh, okay.
When you say myself or self, is there, there's a, it blurs a little bit, because myself always feels like it's...
I know, because when you say myself, then there's yourself. but you have to recognize, if I say myself is non... What if I were to say myself is non-dual? Then the non-duality takes away the my.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's no other thing there.
That's a step. That's a process.
So if I say, what if I say myself, which takes it to the aham, right, is everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Then there's no my But that all has to be taught.
Yeah.
Now the problem is if you say the self, use your language, the self is everything, then you're left out of it.
Yeah.
So to make the self is everything a paroksha, you have to bring the self into myself, this conscious being that I am, that I mean when I say aham, I. That self is this.
Wow.
Like when the Mahavakya, there's four major Mahavakyas, but let's look at one of them. Aham Brahma Asmi. I, the Pratyagatma, I am Brahman. Right? I am the Infinite Self. Tet Tvam Asi. Saying it in second person now. You are that. Means you are Ishwara or you are Brahman. So aham brahmasmi, aham, and I say teaching you, tat tvamasi, you are that. So it has to unite the pratyagatma, the innermost self, with the whole. That's what a Mahavakya does. It makes you recognize that you are that. So it has to bring in this me, or this myself is that self. See what I mean?
That is very
beautiful. Yeah.
Is that what they call Jiva Aikya Brahman?
Well, it's what they call the Mahavakya. But the Jiva Brahma Aikya. Jiva Brahma Aikyam. Aikya means the identity, the oneness between the Jiva and Brahman. Right? Which that's the knowledge, the Jiva Brahma Aikya. Okay, we can do one more. Are we all right with this one?
Yeah.
I mean the grammar. Let's chant it and then we'll do the rest of it. Tyaga prapancha rupasya. Tyaga prapancha rupasya. Chiratma tvavalokanat. Chiratma tvavalokanat. Tyago hi mahatam pujaha. Tyago hi mahatam pujaha. Sajjo mokshamayo yataha. Sadyo mokshamayo yataha yasmad vacho nivartante yasmad vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha aprapya manasasaha yannaunam yoga birgamyam yannaunam yoga birgamyam tadbhavet sarvada buddhaha tadbhavet sarvada buddhaha yasmat vacho nivartante yasmat vacho nivartante aprapya manasasah aprapya manasasah yannaunam yogi bhirgamyam yannaunam yogi bhirgamyam tadbhavet sarvada buddhaha tadbhavet sarvada buddhaha yasmat vachaha nivartante aprapya manasa saha yat maunam yogibhi gamyam tat bhavet sarvada buddhaha. This first line is from the Taittiriya Upanishad. It's very famous, quoted all the time. Yasmat, from which vachaha, words, Speech is good. Yasmat, you can say the word. Yasmat, from which vachaha, speech, nivartante, returns. Right? Yasmat vacho nivartante. Aprapya, having not reached present, past passive, indeclinable past participle, having not reached manasa saha, together with the mind. So it means, from which vachaha, speech, manasa saha, together with the mind, return, nivartante, aprapya, having not reached. So that from which the mind together, the speech together with the mind, return, having not reached. Means, because, well, it's because Brahman is not an object. That's all it means. Like my mind can travel, you know, I can see the lamp. With my mind traveling with the sense organs and my speech, I can say, there, that, I see that lamp? That is a lamp. I can't do that with Brahman. I can't say, see, That is Brahman. So my mind can't objectify Brahman as an object and then name it. So that's why, because the Brahman, the self, is not objectifiable. Consciousness, existence, is not something that I can look at. And so we need lakshana, not vachya. Remember the vachya vritti? Lakshana means the implied meaning of the words to make me recognize what is already aparoksha, what is already immediately known as self-luminous. You know, the Atma is self-luminous, but it's not something that I look at as an object. So my mind can't go out and look at it. It has to be pointed out to the mind to recognize, again, the mind is not objectifying the Atma. Right? It's recognizing that its very self, which is already, you know, illumined, because self-luminous, it all already is there. It has to recognize that through the teaching methodology. So it starts, that from which the mind, the words, the speech, together with the mind, return, having not reached.
They can't reach.
What are they saying? Returns.
If it comes back, it's like I'm looking all over for Brahman, you know. You know, I'm trying to find Brahman, but I return having not succeeded. You see?
I understood. And where is this verse from?
It's in the Taittiriya.
It's very famous.
It's very famous.
I've never understood that.
Yeah, but it's misinterpreted.
No, I mean, it can be misinterpreted, but it depends on who's teaching it. Let's see if they... He doesn't actually give the...
That's okay.
If you have the English translation, do you have a little booklet? I think Gambhirananda will probably give the actual verse of the Taittiriya. Okay, so... Yasmat vachaha nivartante aprapya manasasaha yan maunam yogi bihi gamyam. That which is maunam is reached. That is the maunam which is gained, gamyam, by the yogis. Okay.
What's reached?
The maunam. Because maunam means the atma. Which is gamyam, that maunam, that silence. Maunam means silence, right? Because the speech can't reach silence, right? The silence is underlying speech. In fact, that's a beautiful meditation, is to recognize the silence that's underlying the sound. And so that is the maunam. The Atma, in fact, is the maunam, which is gamyam, which is reached by the yogis. The yogis means the jnanis. Because with the methodology of teaching, the yogis recognize they do reach that silence in the recognition that I am that silence, right? So from which the words and the mind return, right? It is that maunam which is gained, gamyam, right? Which is reached, which is potential participle gamyam, which is to be gained or which is reached by the yogis. The yogis here are just the jnanis. Okay? We've got the Ted Bhavet. It just means that which is reached by that mountain which is reached by the... Let that be the bhavet. Let that be the maunam which is gained by the yogis. Bhavet is potential participle, potential third person singular. That is gamyam. That is reached by the yogis. Sarvada buddha. The wise know. You can say like this. Sarvada, the Buddha, the wise person, Buddha, the wise person,
maybe it's in their buddhis.
Let me look at this. Let me just read the Sanskrit here for a minute. Well, this is interesting. I think I read this wrong originally. Yet Brahma, see the yet there? Yet Brahma. Mm-hmm. That which is Brahma, yogi bihi gamyam. That is reached by the yogis. Who are the yogis? Jnana yogi bihi. By those who are united with knowledge. Jnana yogi bihi. It's by the jnanis. What is that? I'm reading the Bhasha.
Okay.
So what do they mean by jnana yogi bihi? Pratyag abhinnatvena prapya. Those who have gained gamyam means those who have attained, right, Brahman, how? Pratyag abhinnatvena, as being not different from the self. Right, those who have gained Brahman, those who have reached Brahman, that which is Brahman, how have they reached it? By recognizing that Brahman is not different than the Pratyagatma, right? So he says Pratyag Abhinnatvena as being identical, not different from the self. Tat Prasiddhameva, that which is very well known, means that Tat Prasiddhameva Brahmarupam Maunam. He says that Maunam, which is the nature of Brahman, which is Tat Prasiddhameva, which is well known in the Shastra, Sarvada, always Buddha. Buddha means the Viveki, the one who has knowledge, the Viveki, the Ved. That Maunam is the Viveki, is the Buddha. So, Maunam, Buddha, Sarvada, Bhavet means that Maunam, that silence, which is Brahman, which is recognized as the Pratyagatma, the self, which is the innermost self, that is the Viveki. The Viveki, the Buddha, the wise person, recognizes that Maunam as the self, which is Brahman. Okay? That's really beautiful.
Yeah. Wow.
So, the yogi bihi means the jnani gains gamyam, gains that Brahman, by recognizing aham brahmasmi, I am that Brahman. And having recognized that, that Buddha, that wise man, wise person, sarvada, always at all times, bhavet, is definitely that Maunam, is definitely that. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Let's chant it in then. Yasmat pacho nivaratante. Yasmat pacho nivaratante. Apapya manasasaha. Apapya manasasaha. Yan maunam yogi piragamyam. Yan maunam yogi piragamyam. Tad bhavet sarvada buddha. Tad bhavet sarvada buddha. Yasmat pacho nivaratante. Yasmat pacho nivaratante. Apapya manasasaha. Apapya manasasaha. Yan maunam yogi bhirgamyam. Yan maunam yogi bhirgamyam. Tad bhavet sarvada buddha. Tad bhavet sarvada buddha. Okay, let's take a break.